What's going on, people? My name's Anakin Meeker, and welcome to the Madhouse. I guess there's been a discovery at the pyramids. Y'all know that I geek out about that kind of shit, so I want to talk about it. I was thinking about it, and I'm like, holy shit. Holy shit, this could be the discovery of a lifetime. What could it mean? There's tunnels and caves and coils and all kinds of crazy nonsense there. And I'm just thinking, like, what does this mean? What does this mean for anybody that doesn't know? There's this thing going around that under the Great Pyramid of Giza and the other ones on the Giza Plateau, the three pyramids there, Some fucking nerds figured out that they could use sonar, or whatever the hell, LIDAR, I think is what it's called. Pretty much they send vibrations into the ground, and it hits things, or it doesn't. If it doesn't hit anything, then you know that it's vacant. But it's kind of like what bats do, where they send out the echolocation, it fucking goes out and bounces back. And it picks up the vibrations. And they've used that to figure out that maybe under the Great Pyramids, there are these 2 kilometer deep holes that just go straight down and they have coils around them and everything. And I'm sitting there like, how? What? Huh? The fuck? What? And then it dawned on me. I was like, obviously. It was staring. Duh. The Jews were there. Duh, it's the second book of the Bible. Like, oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. They've been doing this forever. They love themselves a nice cave system. Personally, I do think it's bullshit. I'm not convinced yet. I think it's bullshit. I think it's nonsense. Archaeology is way too damn, what's the right word? I want to, like, not corrupt, but it can get shady. And I don't know. I just don't trust these guys. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. The first thing that came to mind is, one, it's bullshit that these guys have a vested interest in making a grand discovery. The grand discovery of a lifetime. I'm not fucking buying it quite yet. The whole coil system that's going straight down. But there's supposed to be a press conference or something. So more things will come to light, I'm sure, if it's not BS. But I really don't think it's, I'm not buying it yet. I'll need more. Inconclusive at the moment. Because you hear stories in that sort of thing, in that sort of field, where it's like the dude that even credited the Great Pyramid of Giza to being Khufu at all. One, he was slowly running out of funding and his back was against the wall. He didn't make a discovery in his life. He wasn't that great. Like, he wasn't that great of an archaeologist, as far as I understand it. And so he goes up to the very top of, I believe, the King's Chamber, as high up as you could go inside of the pyramid. And he, in quotations, finds a little mark of Khufu on there. And he's like, oh my God, it's Khufu's pyramid. Is Khufu's pyramid. And they did it in 20 years, and I'm the guy that discovered all this and set archaeology back by like a billion decades. And that's what he did. And so I'm not buying it. I'm not on the hype train yet. I'm on the skeptic train. Choo choo. And I don't even know if this train is real. That's how skeptical I am. I don't even know if any of this shit is real. I don't even know if reality is real, but that's a whole another topic that I've already covered. But man, these fucking discoveries are something else. Cause this, like, that guy that claimed it was Khufu's pyramid, is more than likely that might have been Khufu's block. Maybe Khufu was the one that put the final block up there. Cause that was a common practice, is you put a marking on the blocks in Egypt to kind of signify, like, this happened during our reign. And they were also very detailed. There's detailed descriptions of how they got some of the things from the quarry and whatnot. But in all seriousness, if... let's just assume, because let's just have fun with it, because it's... I think it's bullshit. I'm not buying it yet. I don't know what the hell they picked up on, but I think it's bullshit. But... assuming that it is real, it's not, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that there are caves down there. And you would kind of have a vested interest to maybe put a giant thing to kind of block it off, so that way intruders can't get in there. Foreigners don't know where all your gold is stored. Because that's the thing, right? Is that Africa has a shit ton of gold mines. They just have mines all over the damn place. And so that's what I'm kind of leaning toward, is that I almost wonder if that's the source of Egypt's wealth. And the never-ending gold is, like, that would be something. That would be cool. I think that would be really cool, and that's what I'm running with. I don't think it's this whole power grid and everything, as fun as that is, as much as I would love that. Because I even made a painting. I'll use that as the outro. I use it a lot. It's my favorite painting, and it's not done. But it would be sick. It would be sick as hell if that's what was going on. They were these giant power grids, and it used vibrations of the earth and the seismic activity to make the hydrogen shake and shoot up into the king's chamber, and it boom and wow wow wow, and just they got everlasting power, and then they went to space and built another pyramid on the moon. Because what's going on there, right? Who knows? No, but it's more likely to me. This is what I think it is. If there are actually 2 kilometer deep caves or openings in there, the most likely to me seems like it would be caves. And it's probably probably chock full of resources. Lots of gold. It would help explain why they loved gold so much, and why they had so much, and they could do so much with it. And then the coils could be explained by that's how they had to mine it. Because if these cave systems just go straight down, then good luck spelunking, especially in the year, 10,000 BC? Before we even have history? You do the math. I don't know. What you fill in the BC that you want it to be. Doesn't matter. That's all archaeology is, right? It's just throwing shit out there and seeing what sticks. It's like, oh, the people, they like this one. We'll just run with that. So that's fun. That would be fun. But even more fun, a more fun idea, is what if that's how they built the shit? And this whole question of how did they get it from the quarry so many miles away to here, is they just burrowed down and they just kind of hooked it up and they built the scaffolding of the pyramids over many generations, maybe 20 years, who knows? But that's a fun, that's a cool little thought that I think is cool. The idea of having these pyramids where they just go straight down and they're like, I don't know how, we need to build a monument in my name. It kind of takes away the whole logistics of the fucking thing. If you just go straight down and move those blocks up and set them up at the top and build around it. And it's like, Anakin, what about the structural integrity below it? Get out of here. It's like an igloo. It's like an igloo. You just build up around it and build, you know, do something like that. Build over it. Build pillars where the holes are not. Something like that. I don't know. I don't build pyramids for a living. I don't do anything for a living anymore. I'm in the middle of a job search, which is awesome. It's great. My last job was, we got through it, is what I'll say. We got through it. I just realized I didn't sync up, so this is going to be a pain in the dick. Oh well. But yeah, isn't that a fun thought? It's like you just dig straight down and you just kind of hee-ho, hee-hee-ho, and just toss, toss, toss. Throw rocks up and somebody else is catching them like hoo-ha, hoo-hee-ho. That's actually an Egyptian folk song. Ancient. I studied ancient Egypt. That's very real. Hee-ho, hee-hee-ho, ha-ha, hee-ha. And at the guy at the very top is singing tingly ding a ding a ding a dee. Tingly ding a ding a ding a dee. And that's real. That's a very real fact. Just a fun little fact. And some dude on a lyre. Strucking away. Poing, 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 poing. I don't know. But what the fuck is it? What the fuck was going on? What the fuck does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? What do the caves mean? I don't know. I don't know. Heave ho, heave, heave ho. All this earth has to go. I don't know what's going to come of it, if anything. Because, I mean, it's just like, we know how the Grand Canyon was formed. And that thing's big. A tiny little stream of water went right down the plains, right down the desert. And it just kept running. And kept running and running and running and running and running. And every year it got a little bit deeper and a little bit wider and a little bit deeper and a little bit wider and a little bit deeper and a little bit wider and a little bit deeper and a little bit wider. And then the next couple years, it got a little bit deeper and a little bit wider. Maybe a little bit deeper and a lot wider. Somewhere down the line. And then by the end, it's a little bit deeper and a little bit wider. By the time it's a little bit deeper and it's a little bit wider, that little bit of water turned into a lot of water. And that little groove that got a little bit deeper and a little bit wider and a little bit deeper and a little bit wider, with all the little bit of water, turned into a lot of water. Turn to a lot of open space in the middle of the desert. And that's what I think could have potentially happened coming from the Nile. You know, over the course of many, 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 many years, you get a cave. You get a cave because that water from the Nile, after it rains, way, way back in the day, especially when Egypt, and it is said in the creation myth, we have the bones to prove it, that it was very lavish in that area. And so if it's a rainforest type deal, or you got a lot of water coming down, well then maybe one of those streams that was causing all the greenery branched off. And maybe it found a little hole that it went down, and that little hole got a little bit deeper and a little bit wider. Got a little bit deeper the next year and a little bit wider. And over the course of the years and the years, this little hole with a little bit of water got a little bit deeper and a little bit wider and a little bit deeper and a little bit wider and a little bit deeper and a little bit wider and a little bit deeper and a little bit wider. And down and down and down and down and down it goes. Until it's a little bit deeper and a little bit wider at the very end, and it's a lot bigger and a lot wider. With a lot of water. And who knows, maybe it could be something like this, that these little cave systems that got a little bit deeper and a little bit wider over the course of many, 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 many years, that little bit of water turned to a lot of water, and that thing that was constantly getting a little bit deeper and a little bit wider got a lot bigger and a lot deeper and a lot wider. And all of a sudden, you have a whole water system in the middle of the desert. And all of a sudden, you can, I don't know, make crops. And all of a sudden, you're looking at it, and you're like, holy shit. Is this where God wanted us to be? Thank Ra, thank Isis, thank Osiris. Ptah, my boy. Pepe the Frog, the waters of Noon, Jesus Christ. Hasn't been born yet, but he will. Potentially from here. We don't know. It's up in the air. The whole King David thing. We don't know what's going on there. Sinuwe's tale. But it makes sense that as you, you know, huck up the water, you start drinking, you as a people go down and you have to start coiling down to follow it, right? And as you're coiling down, you're like, what the hell do we do with all these stones? Let's fucking throw it up there! Fuck it! Fuck it! You gotta do something with it. And you make a mound, basically on top of the thing, and it's like, alright, this mound is pretty goddamn big. This fucking mound of rock that we used to coil, as we coiled down to get all this water. Which, by the way, there's also gold down there, which is freaking shiny and awesome. And maybe we can use this as currency, I don't know. But then these coils get a... What do? Everybody say it with me now. They get a little bit deeper and a little bit wider. That's right, class, very good. And they just keep going down and down and down. And you just build up this mound and mound and mound. And at first you maybe get a bent pyramid, I don't know. Something like that. You get a red pyramid. Fun. Interesting. And maybe you keep going and you're like, holy shit, we could make a great pyramid. Let's do that. And that would explain the whole thing with the multi-generational thing as well. Because they needed for generations to go get water. And so they just kept chiseling down in circles. And that makes more sense. A hell of a lot more sense. Because this isn't Minecraft, folks. You can't just take... What is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? 6 blocks of stone? Cobblestone and make a staircase? No, not in those days. They didn't have crafting tables invented yet. No, sir. So instead, they had to do a spiral. Then you go over there and it's like, I wonder what's down there. Holy shit. There's not just one cave, but multiple. Alright, this thing is the goddamn sign of life. This is a gift from the heavens. This is... We have to protect this thing. And so they just fancy it up. And build a whole pyramid on top of it. Fuck it. Because I do believe that water also is said to have run through the pyramid at some point. So that would make sense too. That would be cool. That would be cool. It just gets a little bit deeper and a little bit wider and a little bit deeper and a little bit wider. And all of a sudden people show up and they're like, hey, look at this thing that's a lot deep and a lot wide. We can get water from it and gold and such. So that would be cool. It's a little less fun than the aliens, but, you know, could be something. Interesting discovery. I am very curious to see what comes of it, if anything. That's my working theory right now. besides the Jews who were there. Those damn those pesky Israelites. What are you doing? What are you doing? You silly guys. Always involved, huh? What am I, an X/Twitter user? Jesus. Let's move on to the injustice. Speaking of Jews, an injustice that rivals even what they went through. Something that I just cannot... It breaks my heart every time I see it, man. And this is going to be really heavy. And all my guys out there, all my lady friends out there, you get it. You know. My plight, my pain, Mein Kampf. It means my struggle in German. And that's all. It has no other relation to anything else. There's no injustice in this world greater than when you see a fine-ass woman walking around with a hoodie tied to her waist. Oh, my God, man. Ah! Every time I see that, and I just know, I have to take my head off and I have to put it across my heart. And I cry. And I cry. I fall to my knees every time and I scream, "Why, God? Why must she forsake me? Why must that fine-ass woman cover her cheeks? And the line that separates them two. Oh, God, this is an injustice that I can't even comprehend." I know you know what I'm talking about. There's nothing worse. There's no greater sin than when a woman who is cheeked the fuck up, not one, but two, double cheeks, on a Thursday afternoon, as the saying goes, but it could be any goddamn day. And that day is truly goddamned as soon as she takes the hoodie off and ties it around her waist. And it's like, at least wear it like an apron so I can... Come on, man. What are you doing? Lady, help us out. The world is evil enough, and you're brightening days. And you just took the beautiful sun that is your ass that's lighting up this world and made it overcast with a fucking hoodie. And the hoodie, it never has a good design on it either. Maybe it's like some plaid or like a bland gray shirt. An olive green. Fall colors. Earthy tones. Those goddamn earthy tones, those motherfuckers. I fucking hate it, man. And there's no greater injustice than that. I'm telling you. It's sad. Oh my God, it's so sad. It's always so sad. It's always so sad, and especially when they do it on purpose, because they have to. I know it. I know it, and I know that sometimes they do it on purpose. And it breaks my heart, because I am a fucking perv. I'm a fucking perv. And I want to see some booty cheeks. I want to see some goddamn booty cheeks. And you have the nerve. Why would you do this to me? Why would you do this to me, ladies? To deny me happiness as a man. As a complete and utter misogynist. My toxic masculinity is quelled and defeated. And it makes me sad. And that's what they call it, right? Toxic masculinity. Whatever the fuck you want to call it. Misogyny. Lust. But I can't help it. I'm a guy. I'm a man. And I want to see some booty cheeks. but you have the nerve to cover them up. God damn it. God damn it all. What the fuck, man? What the fuck are we doing? Please. Please, girls. Please, women. Please, old ladies as well. I don't give a fuck. I want to see some cheeks. So you better not. You better not. You better not keep tying that shit around. Because the next time I see that shit, it's on. It's on. And we're playing flag football in that motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. I'm going right up. I'm taking a good angle. Dead sprint and whoop. Ripping that shit right the fuck off you. Or, if you double knotted it, because you're thorough, fucking swinging you around like a goddamn hammer throw and sending you to the moon. Fuck it. Boom. Get out of here. If that's how you're going to be, not going to show me those cheeks, you can get the fuck on. I don't give a fuck. We're getting the fuck out of here. I ain't got no time for prudence. No, ma'am. Because here's the deal. I'm a guy. And if there's one thing that you need to know as a woman about men, is that we do not care about your feelings. Only ours. That's not true. But it's fun. And it gets my point across. That I want to see some booty cheeks, and you have no right. You have no right. It's your body. It's your body? I mean, I guess. But it's my feelings. And I feel like I want to see some cheeks, man. And you just keep covering that shit up with a hoodie. I'm like, do you know how hard my day was? Do you know how hard my dick was? And you just take this happiness from me? This little light of mine, you fucking didn't let it shine? And that's the thing, right? Is it's only hurting you if you do that, if you're that kind of woman. If you're that kind of woman, why are you giving away that power? You could have it all. You could have it all. You could bring me to my knees. You could make me act like a complete and utter fool. I could freak out. I could freak out. So help me, I could freak out. But because of your booty cheeks and that gorgeous... this is so fucked up. Because of those booty cheeks, I can just sit there and not freak out. It makes my day a little bit better. And that's the power that women have. And this is why we need them in this world. It's the point of it all is the beauty. The point of it all is those fucking butt cheeks, man. That you keep covering up. Why? Let them out! There's no greater injustice. I don't care what happened. The internment camps. The internment camps during World War II. Where were we putting Japanese people in there? Anything with slanted eyes. We didn't give a fuck. Chinese, anything from Asia. We threw that in that shit. It's like, this man's eating fried rice. Put him in the fucking camps. He knows somebody. We're only eating meatloaf in the States from now on. Pales in comparison. Families getting ripped away from each other solely based on race. Pales in comparison to you wearing your fucking hoodie around your waist. Slavery. It's fucked up. Pales in comparison. The transatlantic slave trade and all the horrible things where black people were put in to ships at the bottom of it like sardines. Shitting and defecating and pissing all over their goddamn self. In chains, completely naked, only got to see the sun once a day for minutes, if they were lucky. If they survived. And then brought out to the field and whipped like hell. degraded and stripped of their humanity. But you know what those fine-ass women did? Or didn't do? Is wear a hoodie tied around their waist. Even in that sorry state, they freed the cheeks. Not like they had a choice, and it pales in comparison to you covering up. That one's really bad. That one was really fucking bad. That one was really fucked up, but it pales, even so, as fucked up as that one was, that statement, it is not even close to when I see a smexy lady that I just want to fucking smack. That I just want to fucking smack because she covered her waist by tying two sleeves around her waistline, her belt, and wore it like a backwards apron. And I'm like, what are you doing, lady? I can't believe it. Of all the things that the Romans did, the nonstop sexual nefarious deeds, all the people that they massacred and enslaved, and all the shit that they built, the chaos of the multiple civil wars, Genghis Khan taking over everything, smiting, I think they were Chinese cities, and stacking the bodies so high that the people that roamed through couldn't even get through. The land was muddied with blood and stunk to high hell, and there were a mountain of bodies, literally, a mountain of bodies. They thought it was a snow-capped mountain. They got closer and saw it was just skeletons. Pales in fucking comparison to when I see a beautiful woman covering her ass. It's like, God damn it. We were so close, people. I almost had some light in this day, but instead I have to move through darkness. It's a shame. So women, if you are up to the task, please know that you have the power to change this world. When you take your hoodie, just take it off. Take it off. Set it somewhere. Set it on your desk. Don't do that. Don't go and tie it around. Help us out. We need your help. You make the world go round. You have the power. You have the power to brighten so many days and make so many men happy. You don't even have to do anything. Literally don't do anything. It takes less calories, less effort, less strain in your day to take the hoodie off and set it down and just drop it and you're done with it. Versus taking all that time to take it off and then tie it around your waist. I mean, oh man, why would you do this to us? Oh man, it sucks. It makes me sad. It's a true tragedy. 9/11 pales in comparison. There's nothing like it. Nothing like it. Man, I'm getting tired of AI. I'm already sick of it. And it just showed up. I just need it to fuck off. AI, can you fuck off, man? Because it pisses me off. It pisses me off. I don't need you for fucking everything. I don't need you for anything. I don't need you at all. But for some reason, everybody's like, we fucking need it. We need it for sales. We need it for jobs. We need it for McDonald's drive-thru. We need it for this. We need it for porn. We need it for TV shows. We need it for dogs. We need it for medicine. We need it for space travel. We need it for the algorithm. We need it for... Shut up! We don't fucking need it! I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it all. I'm fucking tired of it. I fucking hate it. It's driving me crazy. Every fucking little thing it's having to do with AI. I'm like, I don't, leave me, fuck, can you fuck off? Can you fucking get the fuck off? Can you just fuck off? Can you just fuck off AI, please? Can you just get the fuck out of here? I'm tired of it. I'm going through my little thing where I'm going through this job search, and this was the thing that just broke me, is I'm like, on here, you know, trying to just being who I am and the way that my life has panned out. On paper, I look like a complete and utter fucking bum. I look like a complete and utter fool. When in reality, I am richer in spirit than any other person that I know. That was a bold statement. That's not correct. I take that back. But I'm pretty fucking rich in spirit. I'm very wealthy. Hey. Hey. I'm very rich in spirit. And I don't... And I know that if somebody just talks to me, they can see that. If somebody goes back through my references or whatever, they'll know that, I mean, I'm a solid dude. And I'm going to work my ass off. And I have been working my fucking ass off. But now... I mean, even the job searches have been outsourced to AI. Like, do you know how disheartening that is for a guy like me? Who, like, I couldn't go to college. I couldn't afford it. Or I chose not to. I gambled on myself. Which is like, fuck it. I earned it. I earned where I'm at. I earned my spot. And I'm just going to keep going. I'm not going to stop. But like, fuck, man. What the fuck are we doing? What is this shit? What the fuck are we talking about? We're like, even hunting for jobs is an algorithm now. It's insane. It's fucking nuts. It's so backwards. Humanity is just out of everything. But that's fine. That's fine because AI can fuck off and you can make it fuck off. What I'm talking about is I was on ZipRecruiter. The dumber way to hire. Because you're missing on a lot of fucking good-ass candidates. By using AI to find people with degrees only. It's like, oh, everything's a number. Let's be real, that's all it is. That's all jobs are, is you're just a fucking number, right? So I'm not even surprised, especially with these sick fucks that run these sorts of companies. Because here's the thing, if that's how you base your shit off of, if that's what you base your job search off of, I don't want to fucking work for you anyway. I don't. Because that tells me that you're going to take the easy way out. You're not really grinding like hell. You ain't doing shit. You're going to cut corners. So why the fuck would I want to work for you? So fuck AI. Fuck all of that shit. It's cool. It's cool, I'm still not worried. But it is annoying that everything, people feel like we need AI for everything. Like we don't. We do not. We do not, because you put in your application and it's like, I mean, nowadays it says, this employer could potentially use AI to filter through all the candidates. And I'm like, okay, well, I just lost. I'm not going to win this. I'm not going to get this. Because I'm, on paper, I'm a complete and utter idiot. I'm a complete and utter bum. I have no accolades. Like, you can't put work ethic and I guess your spirit, my ability to speak and communicate. God, I honestly, I really, I, that's, this is why I do this and why I do art and everything is because I just can't, I just know that those sorts of worlds, the job worlds are all fucking bullshit. It's all just bullshit. It's terrible. It's terrible. None of it's real. I don't know. I don't know. I know I'll get myself a job, but that shit is heartbreaking. And dating's getting the same way, too. Everything's a fucking algorithm. Nobody's trying to go outside. Everybody's on a dating app or whatever. It's nonsense. Sucks. Sucks. I'm sure the government's getting there, too. We'll see what happens. Doing all these funding cuts. And how did they figure out what's being spent where and what's going on and where all the waste is Elon Musk brought in an algorithm and three autistic guys, and they're just going in fucking hard, which is, like, fine. I guess it's the way the world is. But the silver lining to it all is that the bar for greatness has just dropped yet again. It's great. It's incredible. And what do I mean by that? Is that employers are going to get really fucked up when I pull up to them and shake their hand and say hello. And they have that human, they have to have that human interaction that they haven't had in years. It's like, oh fuck, this guy actually showed up. What the heck? What is this, 1990? What is this, 2010? What is this, 2020? Okay, maybe not 2020. What is this, 2023? This guy's fucking coming up to me? He's coming up to my office in person and saying, wow, he's old school. Look at the character on this guy. Or dating, too. Dating, too. I'm starting to realize, I'm starting to realize that it's like, yeah, if you're a great man, if you're just great, like, the bar for greatness is so low. Expectations are so fucking low now. That when you actually do something just, like, middle of the road, like, go up and follow up call on a resume or an interview or whatever, if you just do basic human things, the bar for greatness is so low that, like, just a normal human interaction, a good one, people think that you're incredible. You're some kind of messiah. Maybe not messiah, but, like, it's like, what? Holy shit, that's rare. This guy can look me in the eyes? What the fuck? Can you get a load of this guy? He can hold a conversation. And eye contact. What? This guy hasn't checked his phone in 10 minutes. Are you kidding me? Are you shitting me? But yeah, so that's what I'm suggesting, honestly, is... Because I know I'm not alone. I've talked to some of my other friends about it. And it's brutal. It's brutal. It's fucking brutal. It's brutal, man. Where you get... Yeah, I mean, I'm like... I know who I am. And you're not going to deter my ass. I'm going to just keep fucking going and going and going and break through that every fucking barrier that you put me through or put up to stop me. Like the goddamn Kool-Aid man or a wrecking ball. And just boom! You try to build it up real quick like a Lego man. And I'm just boom, bitch! Bow! Because that's the thing, right? That's the thing, right? Everybody thinks that AI is going to bring humanity to its knees. But I'm coming, bitch. I'm like Ray Lewis coming out of a fucking tunnel. Ooh. Ha! Ha! Boom! Fuck them up! Stuff them at the one. Not on my watch, motherfucker. And I suggest you do the same. Because in a world run by technology, humanity is going to shine through. That's going to be what sets people apart, I'm telling you. I promise you. Especially as humanity, just human interaction, just basic human things, become more and more rare, the bar for excellence is going to just continue to drop lower and lower. Everything's going to get a little bit more bland and a little bit more bland, and then all of a sudden when you get something that's just undeniably fucking human, everybody's going to be like, what the fuck? This guy, did he just display his emotions? did this guy just make me feel like a person? I haven't felt that in so long. It's been 43 years since somebody even touched me. I had warm red blood flying through him. So yeah, I mean, my strat is going to be just probably from here on out going into this technological world, because it's coming. It's coming. It's here. It's here. We've been knocking on the door. It's fucking here. Things are getting weird. Things are getting strange. And it's like, no. No. Just no. The bar for excellence is going to drop because people are going to get lulled to sleep. Some people are going to get carried away in the current of technology. But others are going to realize the potential and see just how easy it is to go around it. It's like, holy fuck! There's this giant monster right there! It's this giant fucking mountain called tech! Fuck! And meanwhile, in their blind side, directly to their left, is a gorgeous path full of sunshine, rainbows, and apple jacks that just leads to the promised land of success and glory. It goes right around it. It'll just take you right around it. Right around the behemoth that you're looking up at. The insurmountable bullshit created by the tech. Because this is going to be my strat just going forward. Is like with the job, I'm like, okay, so they're going to play that game? I'm not. I'm not even going to fucking use the... We're going back to the old way. We're going back to the hustler mentality, man. I've done it before. It fucking worked great. Where I'm just like, all right, fine. This app, you guys want to play that shit? Go and fucking play that shit. I'm going to go the fucking successful route, the old school route. And I'm going to call up businesses, be like, hey, you fucking hiring? Maybe put a little bit more eloquent than that. Be like, hey, you hiring? Go up in person. Go door to door. It's like, hey, I'm looking for work. You got any? Nope. Okay, cool. Well, here's my number if that changes. My name's Anakin Meeker. You know, nice to meet you. Oh, you're John? Cool. I'll remember that. How's the kids, John? Didn't you say you had kids last time? How are they doing? Oh, they're addicted to their smartphones. Tell them to get in line. Not me. Not you. You get it, John. You get it. So, about that job. Sort of thing. Humanity's going to work out. I think there is a market for things that are complete and utterly human. I don't think there's a lot of that anymore. I think there's a lot of people that are bullshitting. A lot of people that are getting crafted and molded by an algorithm. What they think is good. Because the number keeps going up. But it's not actually good. Instead, they're becoming this little character that... another clone of the algorithm. Of the AI. The artificial intelligence. Or whatever term you want to use for it. For this weirdness. And same thing with dating, too. It's like... going up and... chatting it up with a lady... is like, if you can just hold eye contact, I feel like if you can just hold eye contact and hold a conversation, you win. You just win. You don't need game anymore. It's crazy. It's crazy as fuck. If you just have basic, like, if you just care about her feelings, if you just talk, like, if you can just talk. And if you don't play video games all the time and give her intention instead, just yank yourself off of the fucking game, the screen, whatever you're doing, and just like, ask, honey, how you doing? Oh, you're cute. Do you want to go get coffee? Instead of being, hey, can you fucking scroll? Yeah, I'll take pickles on my sandwich. It's like, bro... The bar for excellence is so goddamn low. And then, you know, the gym's the same thing. Everybody's turning into this clone, the clones. The algorithm clones. Bunch of fucking lemmings jumping off of a cliff right now. It's insane. Same thing with politics. I almost talked about Donald Trump, but... Ah, fuck it. Whatever. Doesn't matter. I would say that's what sets him apart. Is he actually listens to people. Love him or hate him, because he is very unprofessional. I think it's fun, but it's not, you know, it's not great. It's not great, but it is fun, you know? It's one of those things where it's like, he's a psycho, but at least he's our psycho. And I think that's, like, the bar for excellence is so low that this dude won by a landslide simply because he listens to people. It's crazy. It's insane. And it's, yeah, I mean, there you go. Just be a human. Just really focus on what it means to be human. And I think you will go very far in this world. I think that's the move. Is just talk to people. Don't talk to machines. Speaking of people, and how incredible we are, I was just thinking about how crazy it is that we convert food, literally our bodies convert food to electricity. Like, have you ever just stopped and thought about that and how crazy that is? We convert food into electricity, and people are like, yeah, I don't care. So? Well, so, if I went and told you that I had a house powered by bananas, you would call the police! You'd be like, what the fuck is this guy on? You would just try not to make eye contact with me. I'm like, I have this whole house, and it has a generator in the back. And I throw banana after banana after banana. Sometimes I'll even throw an orange in there, and it powers the entire home. It could be yours, this giant, beautiful invention. I call it the Banana Generator 9000, because it generates 9,000 to the third power electricity. Working patents also include the Bananarama. What is that? Good question. Because it's a working patent. I don't even know yet. But we're really trying to work on this banana powered thing. I've got this backpack called the meatloaf, where you put it in, you take pure meat, doesn't have to be cooked even. Cooking it makes it break down faster, and it's kind of like premium oil. But you can use raw meat, and you just take the raw meat and you throw it in. It doesn't even have to be good quality meat. You can just throw it in. And it'll power a flashlight for you. In a pinch. Bugs even. You see what I'm saying? It's crazy. I have a banana-powered car! Alright, you fucking psycho. You also now have a restraining order. Please back up about 100,000 feet and never look at me again. But our bodies, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna eat and just have energy magically. It's like, what?! Have we ever stopped to think about how fucking crazy we are? That's kind of magical, don't you think? That's kind of beautiful. It's kind of wild. We're taking food and turning it literally into electricity. And any kind of food, it's kind of miraculous. We can make anything into electricity. You can even make bark! It's not great. But like the people that were on the... What is it? Was it the Oregon Trail? Ah, shit, what is that famous story? There's a famous, I don't remember, but like when America and the westward expansion was happening, there was a family that, ah, shit, I can't believe I forgot the name, that they got lost and they basically had to resort to cannibalism and eating bark and things like that to survive. It was wild shit. But you can, like, you can eat a raw tree and turn it into electricity. What the fuck, man? That's crazy. That's so crazy. That's so nuts. You can turn nuts into electricity. It's kind of miraculous how beautiful our bodies are. And then you can take that. And, like, if you really want to go down the road, you can go there and then claim that your banana, in some long process, some long thought experiment, mental masturbation or philosophy, you could say that a banana created the iPhone. Holy fuck. Banana turned into an apple. Now, isn't that something? Because the energy turned into Steve Jobs' idea, and the idea that, because it needed to spark electricity in his mind, and that idea turned into an iPhone. And that came from food. That came from nanners. It's wild. It's wild when you think about it. And what if, maybe that could be something. Why the fuck are we doing that? Why are we wasting our time with all of this shit? All of this fucking, these coal plants. And why don't we figure out how that happens inside of us? And then turn it into a power plant. Why don't we recreate a gigantic human? Or at least their digestive system. And figure out exactly how it takes in food. And converts that into energy. Because we know. So why don't we fucking do that? Why don't we do that? What are we doing? Why are we wasting our time with burning shit and making rockets? And when we could do something like that? I don't know. I don't know why I brought in rockets. I don't know. I'm fucking getting through this. I have a big ass headache. But isn't that something? I don't know. Something to think about, I suppose. A lot to think about, I suppose, in this episode. I don't know. That was just a fun thought. Just the fact that, like, it's kind of crazy. And how absurd it would be to tell you that I had a home entirely run off of bananas. You would tell me to fuck off. Yeah, why the hell aren't we doing that? Why don't we do that? Why don't we? Somebody answer me. I want to know. Super real, definitely genuine question. Why don't we make a power plant based on our own bodies? They can literally turn anything into power. Although Nikola Tesla probably had the right idea where he literally turned air into electricity. He did this whole stunt, which was pretty fucking crazy. It's pretty crazy. He got pissed because he got fucked over. It was a money thing. Surprise, surprise. Here in America, where Nikola Tesla just kept getting fucked over, he kept getting fucked over because there was already the, oh shit, there was him, like how he was coming up with electricity to power everything, And then there was the one that we have now, and I believe what we have now is alternating currents. Oh boy, but I don't know for sure. But basically, the version that we have now kind of sucks. It really fucking sucks in comparison to what Tesla had going on. Nikola Tesla. Because he could just literally just take it from the air. He's like, our entire world is electricity. We could just bring it down and have it. And everybody can just have electricity and it'll basically be free. Like, you don't have to, like, just basic maintenance fees. You don't have to deal with all this nonsense of burning coal and all this bullshit. But there was no money in that. And we need money. We like money. I love money. As much as I love cheeks. And pyramid coils and such. And so it was politics and he got fucked. And so what Nikola Tesla did in his fury, this is pretty awesome, is he went to New York and he was like, oh yeah, you want to fuck me? I'll play God! And fucking electricity, he shot electricity all over and created a gigantic lightning storm on his command over all of New York at the time. Can you imagine seeing that shit and how awesome that would be? How crazy that would be? You'd be like, oh, good Lord, God is angry. Fuck. But yeah. Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, I mean, we don't. It's said that everything that he. It's said that they couldn't let him have that kind of power, so. You know, they took, when he died, he took all of his possessions and confiscated everything that he knew. And so we don't have that anymore. All for the sake of greed. And the human timeline changed. So we could do that. Or we could go off of my idea, my brilliant idea, and get a home powered with bananas. I think that's better. Fuck that shit. Fuck you, Nikola Tesla, and fuck all these alternating currents that we have going on. I want a banana powered home based off of the human body. I'll be like Little Miss Muffet. No, not her. The old woman that lived in a shoe. I'm gonna be like her. She had so many kids she didn't know what the fuck to do, so she fed them bananas and they went bananas. And everybody died. The end. Amen. Praise be to God. Have a little announcement just to close out the show here. I am in the process of moving. I'm in the process of moving. Things are changing a lot in my life for the better. It's really good. It's, yeah. Thanks to everybody involved. And thanks to all my friends, and thanks to you guys for just listening to this shit and getting me through and, you know, making me wanting to keep out things. But big announcement. One is I am on Rumble now, so I don't have to worry about the monopoly that YouTube had on videos. Rumble. YouTube is clearly, like, it's not going to make my show grow. So I had to move to Rumble. I'm still going to keep uploading on YouTube and everything. But there's that. And then the other thing is I am going to try, potentially this episode, but I'm going to try and get videos on Spotify as well. I think that would be a gigantic leap. And I'm going to keep trying to get videos onto everything that I possibly can. And diversify as far as the eye can see. And then the last thing is on the topic of the move. I don't know how frequent videos and episodes will come out. It'll probably be a lot more audio episodes for a little bit. But I'm not going to stop the show. I'm going to continue to do it. But yeah, right now I'm kind of God asked me if I was ready to take a leap of faith in his name. And by the time that he even began asking the question, I was already doing a gainer off the cliff and falling halfway down on my leap of faith. So I'm going in blind. I have no idea what to fucking expect going forward, but I believe, and I know it's going to be a good change for me. And I just have a really good feeling about where my life is taking me. It's fucking awesome. I have hope now. If you're a longtime viewer of the show, you know how big this is. And yeah, I'm not going to get too sentimental, but that's the news. So probably a lot of audio episodes going forward. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what the fuck happens. And yeah. 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 I don't know. We're doing it, baby. We're fucking doing it. We're still alive. We're still living and we're still having fun. We're still doing the show. Man, I'm glad I'm here. So thank you everybody so much for listening. My name is Anakin Meeker, and I will see you in the next one. Goodbye.